We'd like to thank our sponsor, SLC Guitar, for another sweet guitar riff. Welcome to another episode of Build with Breen Holmes, where we talk all things construction, business management, and just have a good old time behind the microphone.
Mr. Breen!
Holy cow, we're back.
We're back. We're back. It's been a hot second.
We always say that.
We do. We do. It's true, though. Or at least it feels like.
Kind of makes it fun, though, because then we get to catch up.
Yeah.
You know, and it naturally flows into a podcast.
Absolutely.
So if as long as people don't care about just listening to us talk, have a combo, complain about life.
They'll be all right. It's fine.
How deep are we going in life today?
Yeah, dude, I don't know. Like, I am pretty exhausted, so I don't want to get too much into bitching. That's for sure.
Okay. We could have some fun with this.
But I might get into some bitching and complaining just a little bit. How you been? What you been?
You know, the first time I ever went to a therapist.
Yeah.
He was like, man, you just look exhausted.
As you walk in the door, he's like, ooh.
Screw you, man. What? I'm out of here. I didn't want to come in the first place.
Like, shut up.
I was forced into this.
Shut up. I don't want to talk about it. I'll be back next week.
Exactly.
I'll be back next week. I totally get it. I totally get it. It's been, I was doing great.
Yeah.
On the gym.
Yep.
Was feeling great. And I had some travel for work. I went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, did you?
I did. I didn't go to the actual game, but okay. I did the whole festivities.
Cool.
Which was stupid.
I bet it was great.
Man.
Okay, we need some stories.
I don't know if I had any good ones, but it was, let's see. It was the wife and I. And we went down. Grandparents had the kids. It was just us. I will say it took us like a day to kind of get into the, this is just us. We could do
it. Well, and you're in Vegas too, right?
Yeah. Like, it was insane, but just went to all the festivities, I guess you could say, and tried to hit as many as we could. Ate way too much food. You ever been to, is it Mama Fuko's, I want to say?
Is that it? Where is it at?
Dude. I think there's a couple in Vegas, but we went to the one in the, Cosmopolitan?
Okay.
Hotel? Yeah. Man.
How about it? Good.
Oh, it's phenomenal. We stayed at the Horseshoe, and then there's a pizza joint right out front, right outside man, amazing.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, just pizza.
It was
folding those in half and chowing down.
Man, the pizza was Chicago style. So it was massive. It was deep dish, right?
You just fold it in half like a sandwich and go.
I'm not going to lie. We waited 45 minutes for our pizza.
Nice.
Couldn't finish it. Took about 4 slices back to the room. Ate 2.
Laid there on your hotel room bed, shirt off, pizza on your stomach.
Right on my stomach. Had my beer in my hand.
That was like, your low life. That's when you realized you were tired.
I was like, this is heaven right now. Debated on eating the rest of it. It was like, I'm going to save that for the 10 morning.
O'clock at night.
It was like everything goes.
You ever fat shame yourself like that when you're like, what am I doing?
Hell yeah.
It's 10 p.m.
Hell yes.
I'm laying on my bed.
Yep.
Got pizza on my belly, watching TV.
Absolutely.
And I'm in Vegas. Like, what am I doing?
Absolutely. Sometimes it's like, all right, I just got doing all my stuff. Cereal sounds good right now. And it's not the, all right, I'm just going to get like a normal helping.
It's a full like couple of bowls.
Exactly.
I've done that a few times when I've been traveling by myself. Oh. And I'm like, I get back from a busy day and I'm hungry. And there's like, you roll down to like the little hotel market. And there's nothing but junk food, and you just get junk food, and you sit in your hotel bed chowing down on food, watching TV, and just fat shame yourself.
What was getting me, because I did that a couple times, what got me was Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Damn Pop-Tarts, and you're just like,
you might as well eat cardboard.
Looking right at them like, yeah, there's ding-dongs right here. Yeah, not Pop-Tarts.
The reality is, if I was in my hotel room, yeah. I'm going to eat it. Oh, like, it's sure. horrible, like, just whatever food's there. Just because, again, like, you don't have your kitchen there. You start to board eat. You're already traveling.
Yep.
You're off your routine.
Yep.
But in my hotel room, I'd probably eat it.
I was smart this year because I went to IBS this year. And
so, you've been in Vegas a lot.
Dude, 6 weeks. I've been on the road four weeks.
Jeez.
So
no wonder you're tired.
It's been nuts.
Yeah.
It's been nuts. But Super Bowl was great.
Cool.
That was a good time. Got to see some friends that were doing the tailgate party down there. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Especially after all the work travel.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you got IBS was crazy. Mm-hmm. I got smart this year. Brought a bunch of stuff from home.
Nice.
To the room.
Nice.
Just so I didn't have to go shopping and those inflated prices. And I kind of ran out a couple days before, which really screwed me, but it was all right. It wasn't too bad.
Good.
I did eat pretty good for dinner and lunch. And
always.
Man, breakfast, I tried to be a little sensible. Mm-hmm. But man, you know, when you're down there and you got clients and you're trying to
going
entertain
out.
And
it's Vegas. There's a lot of people get invited to a lot of stuff.
Yep.
It's hard.
It was brutal. I will tell you, as many times as I've been to Vegas with some sort of convention or anything like that, I have never seen Vegas like packed.
Yeah.
To the point you're like, wait a minute, there's way too many people out here. Like on the strip, on the street, like it's usually a lot of people walking around,
busy.
But this was insane. This was
like for a Super Bowl or IBS?
Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
This was just people, just assholes and elbows. Just can't get past. Like you're walking through an airport.
That's crazy.
And the plane, six planes just got out and everybody's going.
So. I honestly hate that. Like there's a vibe. It can be fun.
Yeah.
But it can be frustrating too.
True.
You know, can't get into restaurants.
No.
Hard to get anywhere fast.
No.
Like you're just slowly getting around. You're just doing your thing, you know?
Yeah. I had people calling me. For some reason, people think I know where to eat in Vegas. It's not a lie. I kind of do know a few spots. However.
it's kind of true.
Kind of. I had people calling me like, hey, man, I got 15 people. I'm trying to go entertain. Yep. Like, where should I go?
Good luck.
I'm like, you're screwed.
Yep.
Did you reserve anything? No, you're screwed.
Yep, for sure.
So you could try to make your way down to like Old Town. Mm-hmm. Like you might get lucky down there. I got a super secret spot that I don't tell anybody about because I can usually get in when
I want to. Don't say it on here because we have lots of listeners. And for sure, it'll just blow the place out.
Most definitely. I call it my super secret spot.
So exactly.
I'm not going to say anything.
It's true though. Like going out nowadays, anywhere I go, even in Salt Lake, I call for reservations and it sucks. Yeah. Like I hate that we're to that point in our world, but we are.
Yeah.
So like when I go anywhere popular, when I travel, I call.
Yep.
Every time, or I jump on some app that'll get me a reservation and I just make it happen.
You have to. You have to.
What's really frustrating is when I go somewhere and they're like, we don't take reservations. We're super busy. You can just try to get in and you roll over there and there's like 30 open tables.
Yep.
You're like, I hate that.
Come on, really?
Yeah, I hate that.
I can't stand those places. We got a couple of those in Utah, that's for sure.
Yeah, oh, for sure. It drives me nuts.
There's
a
couple and I'm like, why are you making this more difficult than it really needs to be?
Yeah.
Because there's obviously half the restaurant.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And what's going on?
No one cares. You're not that cool for a restaurant. Quit trying to set your standard.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not. So you had Vegas twice, Super Bowl and IBS. Mm-hmm. IBS was a huge show this year.
It was massive.
I didn't go. There was a few reasons why, but honestly, was kind of burned out too from travel and
get it.
You know, other stuff as well.
Yeah.
Drama at the HBA.
We definitely got to talk about that. Yeah, I got to hear.
I have to be a little political on that, but we can talk about that. Where else did you travel?
Had a couple work trips. Went to California with the company, and it was very cool. I was very impressed with their offerings, what they could provide to the market. And I think that was sort of like my second, I guess you could say, vendor type of work trip.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. It was very cool. It was 2 days. No, it was overnighter.
Okay.
It was an overnighter.
Yeah.
It was 2 days of travel, basically. Yeah. And it was it was a trip. It was a trip. I got a couple other ones that are coming up, mm-hmm. and I'm going to try to push those out until probably late April.
Yeah.
And they'll probably be, I'm assuming they might be, a couple of them might be like there and back.
Yeah, quick.
There might be a couple overnighters
too. Dude, I think we recorded a podcast last, one of it was either October or November, and I'd just gotten back from like a similar like 6 weeks. I'd traveled 5 out of the 6.
Yeah, yeah.
And my last one was my Builder 20 group over in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And I remember coming back from that and I was like, man, I'm just like, even there, I had a couple of different members from my group be like, you okay? Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm just exhausted. I remember telling somebody, I was like, I want to be here.
Yeah.
I love this group. I want to be here, but I do not want to be here.
Right.
Like, I don't want to be doing this in this environment. I want to be hanging out with you guys, having a good time. I'm just so over it.
Yeah.
And it was work travel, some play travel, family travel, all the above.
Oh, nice.
But it's amazing how you get that much into it. You get out of your routine. Mm-hmm. You start feeling like you're washed and beat up and sick of it. And then I started to realize the people that travel for business, why they wouldn't take the extra day just to stay and enjoy the city they're in. It was like, I just want to get home.
Yeah.
If my meeting's done at 4, I want to be on a plane at 5. I don't want to be home at 10.
Yep,
I don't absolutely. Want to sleep in my own bed.
Yep.
For a long time, I've been like, why don't I just stay the night and like go check out the city?
Yeah.
And I've started to realize that I'm like, no, if I can get home 6 hours earlier, I'm on a plane. I don't care what it takes.
I'd rather do that.
You know, yeah. like extending vacation or travel sucks.
Yeah. I can relate to that, man. Because once you get to that point, it's almost physically exhausting.
Yeah.
But you know, you get up, usually, you know, get your breakfast, you just keep going, and that's just your routine, your travel routine. I find for me it's a mental drain.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's almost like you, when you're at home, you tell me if you can relate to this, but when you're home, it's work, the day, come home, you're in your routine, you messing with the kids, you spend a little time with the family, and then go to bed, relax, and then you kind of do it all over again.
Yeah.
It feels like when you're traveling, for me at least, like, okay, got to get to the airport, got to make sure you get to the airport on time, get my stuff together, and we got to do these emails real quick, and you're trying to fit in work as you're traveling at the same time.
I think it's a combination of that, because, right, like, you're to your point, you're trying to fit in stuff of like, okay, I'm busy with this agenda, but I got to fit in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call to the wife, check in on the kids, a few emails, catch up on the text messages.
Mm-hmm.
But I think to your same point of like your physical time routine, it's your bodily routine as well.
Yeah.
And like when you go out, like you're just eating different food than you're used to. Yeah. You're out at different restaurants all the time.
Good point.
Different cooking, different beds. So you sleep a little bit different.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, like my bowel movement totally changes.
What's the bowel movement?
My shits.
Oh, got it. I'm
trying to be political. Come on. Like you're not on that same regular routine. Your body's not digesting the foods and the proteins and the sugars as much as it normally does.
Oh.
Suddenly your body goes into a little bit of almost like this, this like static state that it's not functioning as well. And you start to feel lethargic, bloated, slow.
Oh, really?
Like think about that. Mm-hmm. So I've learned like when I start traveling, the day I start traveling, I overdo on like fiber pills because that helps push through me, so to speak.
Yeah.
Or like I'll drink coffee a lot in the mornings because that'll push, it's like a diuretic, it'll push through me as well.
Yeah.
I honestly feel better. I don't feel full, like I'm fully in my routine at home, but I feel better. It's weird. But if you think about it, I mean, that's at least how my body reacts. Like for some reason, it just kind of shuts down. And I think it is the travel, the food, the stress, the sleep, the bed, you know, all the above. You're traveling more as well. So you're not always accessible to like, I got to just run and take a pee real quick.
Yeah.
You may be holding it a little bit. Like you just treat your body different because now all of a sudden you're not in your environment.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And so truly like you go a little lethargic too. And I think that really causes it to you when you're like, man, why am I just feeling wonky?
Yeah. It just throws you out of whack.
You know, I think it's just that too.
I never thought about that. Well, yeah. That would make sense.
Think about that next time you travel. You'd be like, man, Adam's right. I haven't shit in 2 days.
Yeah. I think I'm definitely going to try that. I'm going to try to hit the hotel gym.
There you go. Exactly.
If I can.
Yeah, exactly.
The hotel gym. Bringing my gym stuff.
Yeah, go down there.
Get 5 a.m. Get a good mile or two-ish in, plus or minus.
It's weird and how much it jacks you up.
Yeah. Yep.
So I brought up I didn't go to IBS this year. And
yeah.
A good part of it was I had a lot of travel going on as well.
Okay.
And my travel was all like truly the last couple months have been fun. But I've had a couple of work things sparse mixed in there. But I was just like, man, I just got family travel. I don't want to interrupt it with a week down in Vegas as well. I'm busy at work. And then it was kind of right around October-ish when I was already worn out when IBS was, starting to schedule for. And I was like, meh, worn out on travel. So like, I just had a lot of travel going on that pushed me away from it.
Yeah.
I'm usually a last minute, like, okay, fine. I'll go down for a few days.
Yeah.
Like every year I tend to do that. Mm-hmm. This year, just with the drama at the HBA, that's what I'm getting into. I was like, you know what? No,
I'm not going.
Mm-mm. Uh-huh. I did that. I acted like a little kid and I put my foot down. I was like, I'm not going.
I would have loved to see your face as you're like processing it and being like, no,
I don't need to.
I'm not going.
Mm-mm. Better than this.
No, you can't.
I'll make prove me to go. You. Oh man. So I'm sure you're fully aware of the HBA.
Yeah.
So, without getting into, let's get into a fun discussion about some of the HBA.
First. Yes, let's do that. But I got a question.
Okay.
Your take on business travel and working with trades.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've been on like manufacturer tours and stuff like that. Do you feel like it's worth, as a contractor, mm-hmm. do you feel like it's worth it? The manufacturer tours.
To take me to a manufacturer or a supplier that I use.
Correct.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Why is
that? For a lot of reasons, the same reasons that I'm involved on like a national level within the associations, the world feels very big when you're here and you reach out to your representative for whatever product you're using.
Got it.
Okay. And all they are is a sales rep.
Okay.
And they say they've got to talk to their product team or their engineer team or upper management. And then you go to small set factory in Texas. Or Missouri, mm-hmm. Ohio, wherever it is. Mm-hmm. And you go into maybe a large building and a cool operation, but it's all under one roof. And suddenly you're like, oh, okay, I now understand the process that things are going through, which department people are in. I met face to face or I talked to the person I've been emailing, for the last 5 years. I feel like you suddenly kind of gain those relationships. Relationships are huge, but then you also have a better understanding.
Right.
Of what they are, who they are, who you are. You're putting a name to a face.
Mm-hmm.
So I've found those to be very good in the times that I have done them. And especially when I run into a situation where I need help or I'm asking for some special attention.
Right.
It's a lot easier to like go in and understand who they are, what they have to go through, where things are at that factory. It's just understanding somebody else's process, right?
Right.
Like if you understand a window supplier runs – let's just say randomly 3 weeks of white vinyl through, and then they switch over to a color and they do 1 week of black.
Mm-hmm.
And if you miss that 1 week of black, you got to wait. Then if all suddenly I'm demanding one window to be built because I'm behind and I need it and I need it now.
Yeah.
And they say, sorry, Adam, we're not in a black run right now, to speak. If I understand that because I've now been there, I understand their process. I know the people going through,
right.
Then I can at least work with them a little bit better.
Yeah.
So I think in a lot of ways, it's just seeing that. And for me, like seeing it, it becomes realistic.
Yep.
So yeah, I think those have been very beneficial to me in the past and I've done them.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. I feel like on that tour that I went.
This was the California trip?
Correct.
Okay.
And I mean, this group has been talking about their product, telling us they could do this and that. Mm-hmm. And until you actually go there and see it and understand it and you go through the manufacturing process and you're like, huh, okay. It makes more sense. And it's the relationship side of it too. Like there's something about spending some time with folks and understanding who does what.
Yep.
And why what you do affects them and vice versa.
Yep.
And it was almost like a light bulb going on. And like, oh, when we asked for that to happen, it caused a problem with this. It was easier for them to say no
yeah
than
yeah, we can make that happen and jack up their whole production. And
totally.
It takes them months to dig out of that. You know? Yeah. So I wholeheartedly agree with you on that.
I'm a bit of a maybe I'm probably using the wrong word here, but I'm a bit of a realist too. Like once I've met somebody, you know, we build up like, let's take a famous sports player or an actor and they're like, man, Michael Jordan, how cool would it be to meet Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
He's top. Like if I ever met him, I would be sheepish, so to speak. But then like you go out there and let's say you meet the owner of some large manufacturer.
Oh.
He's worth hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars.
Yep.
You put him on that same pedestal, right? Like, nice to meet you, Mr. So-and-so.
Yeah.
But then the minute you go out there and spend some time, maybe you pop into his office, you get to know him individually, he just becomes a human.
Yep.
He puts on his pants the same way you probably do.
Same damn
you
way.
Know, I don't imagine he does both legs at the same time.
Yep.
You know, so in a lot of ways, it's way easier for me than to have a real relationship with those people, whether it's my sales rep, the engineering department, you know, or the owner itself. And I can be a little more candid of like, just be honest with me.
Yeah.
Am I going to jack up your system? Yeah. If I am, then do we have any other options? Do you have something laying around? Can you ship me out the same size in a different color and we can swap it out later?
Swap it out later, yeah.
Versus me being like, oh, well, if Mr. So-and-so said, then that's just a stop all.
Yeah.
You know, or, and honestly, like, I believe you can be human with those people and be like, stop being a dick. Just be honest with me. Does it work or not?
Yeah.
You know, and when you've kind of created that relationship and you've gotten to know those individuals, you've sat in a chair in their office, it's a lot easier to say something like that and just be honest with each other. And that's where good business forms.
Absolutely.
You know, so I don't know. I do believe heavy in those. I probably don't do enough of it because I get caught up in my own busyness.
Yeah.
The times I've been, it's always been good.
Do you ever send any of your people?
I have. It's been a little while. I've sent a few of them down to IBS before for that. I've sent them on a few other, you know, travel trips around for some, let's say, in-state manufacturers and whatnot. Never done much out-of-state stuff.
Okay.
There's a lot of opportunities. This is the flip side to it. A lot of it can be like smoke and mirrors and advertising.
Absolutely.
And that's the other problem I have with it, of like when I get invited out, sometimes I'm like, you know what? Don't spend $5,000 on me and put me up in a hotel and take me golfing and take me to dinner and try to be my buddy. Like,
I don't need all that.
Just take care of my client on this next job. Like literally just give us the best deal you can so that my client's very happy with how I treated them and I get repeat work. That sound good? And so in a lot of ways, like I'm totally turning my side of being like, be real, be a human, get to know that person.
Yeah.
There's also times I'm like, I don't want to get to know you. Just give me the best deal you can.
Give me the best deal.
You know, just take care of me. Cause that's what I'm trying to do. Like we're all trying to be honest. Take care of me. I'll take care of you. We'll create a relationship. The client's happy. Can we just move on? I don't need to come out and golf for the weekend. I don't even like golf.
Don't get me started on that one. We can, that might be another topic.
And that is a different game, right? Cause there are a lot of people that, or a lot of larger companies that say, let us treat you to a good time.
Yeah.
Let us bring you to Mexico. Let us bring you down to the golf course. And there's times I'm like, no, because then I owe you something and I don't want to do that.
Right. Or you feel like you owe them.
You know, and to be honest, I'd rather pay for myself and go do what I want to do and not owe anybody anything.
Yeah. That's a whole, man.
That's been used against, it literally been used against me when suddenly I'm arguing with a sub about something. They're like, come on, man. Like I got to know you. We brought you along. You're like, no.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Really?
I've had that happen for
like,
sure.
Just bold like that.
Yep. For sure.
Wow.